A major transformation on how energy is delivered in New England is disrupting traditional business models for power companies. This morning, Fred Bever with Maine Public Radio reports on how a startup company's efforts to save and make energy locally have spared that state the cost of new transmission lines.
In winter, Booth Bay Harbor is practically a ghost town, with about 2,000 residents hunkering down at the tip of a peninsula that fingers out from the mainland. But in warm weather, the region booms with tens of thousands of summer residents and vacationers. A first stop for many is T&D Variety, where you can gas up, enjoy a hot breakfast, and on a hot day like this, cool off inside. But instead of traditional energy-hogging air conditioning units, co-owner Deb Frankel says you can thank the ice machines, or ice bears, as they're called.
You have two units with tanks that build ice, and when the ice builds, it cools the water, and then you have cold air coming in.
It's a pretty simple energy storage system. At night, when electricity is cheap and plentiful, two compressors out back freeze up a ton of ice, 4 tons actually, and then in the day, fans blow air across the blocks and the cooled air flows in, reducing the need to blast the air conditioners when electricity is more in demand and more expensive.
And I think there's a lot of success locally with the, I think a lot of people are pleased with it, and I love the concept.
There are 31 of these ice batteries cooling businesses around the Booth Bay region, and they are just one element of a multi-technology effort to manage the peninsula's surge of electricity demand on the hottest summer evenings. The community-wide initiative came in response to a proposal by the local utility, Central Maine Power, to build a new transmission line at an upfront cost of $18 million to serve that very occasional peak load. But a company called Grid Solar had a different idea.
It's far cheaper to provide power where you use it than to make power 100 miles away and build a 100-mile transmission line at millions of dollars a mile to deliver that power.
Steve Hinchman is a principal at Grid Solar. The company proposed to state regulators something that transmission utilities, which monopolize the poles and wires in their territories, have rarely, if ever, seen: a competitor. Grid Solar argued that it could marshal an array of local energy resources to shave down that peak electricity demand and at a much lower cost to ratepayers. The regulators bought it as a pilot project. So the ice bears went in. Solar panels were installed on rooftops at the firehouse, YMCA, and other locations. Business owners screwed in hundreds of energy-saving compact fluorescent light bulbs, and three powerful truck-sized batteries were placed near a CMP substation. But early on, Grid Solar discovered that on the hottest days, it needed to produce even more electricity locally than initially planned for. So now, this big diesel generator sits out on a dirt road, and it can fire up with the flick of a computer switch in Portland. It's not renewable energy, but it provides enough local electricity for 100 homes, shaving just a bit more from the region's peak load when it counts the most.
It's an entirely different way of looking at introducing competition into the market.
William Pentland is an energy consultant who specializes in distributed generation. He notes that utilities like Central Maine Power have a big incentive to build new transmission lines. When regulators agree that a project is needed for grid reliability, the utilities can earn a federally mandated profit of around 11% and charge it all to ratepayers. Projects like Grid Solar's, Pentland says, can provide a new, disruptive option
that has serious financial implications for how a utility operates. That's the key. There's no question that their investment agenda will be affected.
Utility spokesman John Carroll says the project is an important learning tool, particularly in the potential of the company's new smart grid data technology, which can detail local usage and generation moment by moment.
It's disruptive, but to the extent that we see it as a threat, that's not productive.
He cautions that there are a lot of variables to manage in non-transmission alternatives, such as Grid Solar's, which will become more complicated as they reach larger scales. That could happen soon, with state regulators now considering Grid Solar proposals elsewhere in Maine and similar projects around New England.
We still have the same obligations to our customers to make sure the system is reliable. We still have, we have a shared interest with our customers in meeting their needs for lower cost service.
As it turned out, the Booth Bay region hasn't come close to the peak loads that CMP first predicted when it proposed building new transmission, so the cheaper grid solar pilot project wasn't needed either, and it will end after this summer. But simply because it was on the regulator's table, because its backers proposed a different path, that new transmission wasn't built. The state's consumer watchdog says that alone has saved more money than any other recent effort to reduce transmission costs in Maine. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever in Portland, Maine.
That report is part of a New England News Collaborative series that we're airing this week called The Big Switch.